This is Ted Kennedy. In the hard-nosed Reagan years, Congress passed a hard-nosed Al Simpson immigration bill. It didn't work, and it ought to be repealed. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, back in 1986, in the prehistoric Reagan years, Congress was stampeded into passing tough legislation you peddled to crack down on illegal aliens by imposing harsh penalties on employers who give them jobs. 5 years later, it's clear those penalties have backfired. Illegal immigration is as high as ever. Instead of stopping illegal aliens, the penalties encourage employers to start discriminating against U.S. citizens by refusing to hire them if they look foreign or if they have foreign accents or even foreign names. A survey by the General Accounting Office reports a flood of job discrimination cases because of the statute. Complaints by U.S. citizens have climbed 37% this year alone. Back to the drawing board, Al. You aimed at illegal aliens, but you hit law-abiding Americans, and that's not fair.
Ted, employers who discriminate against job applicants certainly don't abide by any law. What you just can't admit is that some employers discriminated long before we ever passed any Immigration Act. Bigots discriminate under any circumstances. Ted, repealing of the Immigration Act sure won't stop employers from discriminating. What a repeal would do is send a pretty clear message that the borders are open again. It's okay to cross illegally into America, and employers won't be hammered in any way for hiring you. Ted, that also opens the door wide to the slave labor conditions that the employer sanctions got rid of. And you're dead wrong to say the law didn't curb the flow of illegals. Almost a million fewer undocumented aliens have crossed our borders since the law passed, and considering how the illegal immigration problem was becoming alarming, we stopped it just in time. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on businesses who want to help their customers contribute to environmental causes. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.